Get ready to be jolted out of the ordinary and into a world where conversations are charged with intensity and facts. The Lightning Strike Talk Radio with your host, Muhammad Fahim, broadcasting live from the heart of the city on Chicago's Progressive Talk Radio, WCPT 820 AM. Welcome to a radio show that charges through the airwaves with an electricity like no other. Here's your host, Muhammad Fahim.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome back to another exciting hour on Sunday mornings with the Lightning Strike. With me in the studios today, my co-host, Ken DeLuke.
Howdy, folks.
And John, what was that? What was the last name again?
Oh, it's Arena. Yeah,
okay.
Good morning.
John Arena. Thank you, John, for joining
us. It's bigger than John Stadium.
Oh, I'm telling you. And yeah. We already have Phil calling in from the north side. Phil, we'll get you on in just a minute, my friend. I'm just trying to scratch my ears and get this show going this morning. We have, a wonderful show for you today. We are trying to get Dr. Angana Chatterjee, who is a phenomenal person. She's trying to call in from California, and she has written extensively on what's happening in India and South Asia. She's got a resume to dive for, and we'll dive more into it as the show progresses. But we may be having some issues connecting with her. They're having some problems with the phone signals in California. So we'll try to get her on, but I promise you it's going to be one of those blockbuster shows today, John. There's so much happening in India. The Modi government is going crazy nuts overnight. I mean, you talk about the mother of democracy. Yeah, it's the murder of democracy in India now.
Wait a minute. They're not locking up like political opposition or anything like that.
They are.
Short answer.
To yes, put it are. Mildly, not only that, I mean, they're locking up the political opposition in India, and they are even shutting down the opposition offices.
Now, let me ask you a question. They're not doing the Rupert Murdoch thing of like a Fox News and taking over radio stations or TV stations and things like that?
Oh, in India? Oh, no. Come on. The Modi government is such a benevolent government over there. They're not doing it. They're just buying everybody out who are trying to go in opposition to them. Okay. There's this guy called Ravish Kumar who used to anchor this show on NDTV, which is New Delhi Television. And he was highly critical of what was happening in India. So guess what? Modi had one of his friends buy over the entire NDTV. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So they bought it over. They fired the guy. So Ravish Kumar is now doing his own thing, thank God, to social media. He's got his own thing going, and he's still battling away with them. But, folks, India is not what India used to be when I was there. I mean, India has changed tremendously, and Dr. Chatterjee is the absolute expert on this. So we'll be talking about that. Our local issues, of course, which are taking national, prominence right now. Our friend, who's got a new thing going on. You're talking about 49 something.
Actually, Agenda 47.
Agenda 47.
If our good friend Donald Trump gets in, pretty much lays out a very similar scenario that's going on in other countries, like we were just talking about, where we'll have, the American Institute or American Academy, which will be an online university, which he knows a lot about. Running online universities.
Of course,
right.
Of course.
Like Trump University,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's been such a successful businessman. Come on.
He does have an impressive resume
of bankruptcies. So Agenda 47 has been published now, and it's kind of a little more Trump-issued agenda that mirrors the Project 2025, which we've talked about on this show and people have probably seen. So it's really just a playbook for how to build an authoritarian regime. Going to build entirely new cities on public land that the federal government owns. And there's nothing there right now. So this is literally the language that's used on the website.
Is that for all the migrants coming over the border?
I don't know. Or the people who, He says it's really not clear, like most of the things that he espouses, exactly how they're going to actually do this or who's going to get access. But
guys,
I guarantee you none of the three of us are going to be welcome to the gates.
I don't know. I mean, by the way, folks, our person of the week is going to be Margaret Muddy. She owns a theater company in Chicago, and she has a production called Bronzeville, the musical, at the Studebaker Theater in Chicago coming up April 5th through the 14th. And this is going to be phenomenal. So we'll have her on as a person of the week at the end of the show like we usually do. And stay tuned. We're trying to see if we can scrounge some free tickets for that for our listeners. So if you want some free tickets for the show that is going to be happening at the Studebaker Theater on Michigan Avenue, April 5th. Yep. Start calling in. The number to call in is 773-763-9278, and that is 773-763-WCPT. You are tuned in to The Lightning Strikes Sunday Mornings with your host, Muhammad Fahim. We'll take a quick break and be back on the other side of the break with Phil. Phil, thank you so much for holding on.
Did you know there's an Illinois mandate that states by 2025, ComEd has to have 25% of the energy they deliver come from a green source? Because of this, plus the fees and taxes you've already paid on this program, if you qualify, you can get solar on your home at no out-of-pocket cost. This can mean an average savings on your electric bill of maybe 30 to 50%. More importantly, it would eliminate the uncertainty of ComEd raising your rates by whoever knows how much each year. Some people have noticed a 41% increase on their bill this spring, and ComEd has been asking for another 80% increase over the next 4 years. If your average bill is $200 a month now, maybe it could be reduced to $100 a month. Now, 5 years, would you rather pay $115 or possibly $400 to $500? If you'd like to see if you can qualify for this program, call Kendall Luke at 312-617-8979. That's 312-617-8979. Help us save the environment and change that electric bill burden. That's 312-617-8979. Take advantage of this program while it's still available.
Are you a business looking for the right talent or a job seeker searching for your dream career? Look no further than the Center for Strategic Solutions, your workforce solution experts. Our experienced team at the Center for Strategic Solutions is dedicated to connecting employers with top-tier talent and helping job seekers find opportunities that truly align with their goals. We're more than just consultants. We're your partners in success. Ready to take your workforce to the next level or land that ideal job? Contact the Center for Strategic Solutions today at 1-847-306-9274 or visit us online at www.cfssus.com. The Center for Strategic Solutions, your bridge to a brighter future in the Windy City. The number to call is 847-306-9274 or send an email to info@cfssus.com. That is info@cfssus.com.
Welcome back to The Lightning Strike with Muhammad Fahim.
Okay, folks, so welcome back to The Lightning Strike, and we are having some connectivity issues with Dr. Chatterjee calling in from California. We tried calling her. She tried calling us. It seems that they're having some outages over there. So I'm so sorry. We will have to reschedule Dr. Chatterjee's interview on the show, but stay tuned. I mean, we will be having her on at the earliest possible, probably next week, if not the week after. And I will put it up on our website so you can go and check the website. The website, by the way, is tlschicago.com, which is the Lightning Strike, chicago.com. Let's dive right into what is happening back in the Middle East with our friend Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, now wanting to sell beachfront real estate after cleaning out the Gaza Strip. At least that's what he's, quote-unquote, advising the Israeli government to do. Phil, good morning. You are on the Lightning Strike.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Okay. So, Phil, do you want to buy some beachfront real estate, my friend, in the Gaza Strip?
I don't have $2 billion I've got.
Oh, come on. Come on. Hey, so. You are, Phil, as far as I know, you are rich. You're very, very rich.
Hey, hey, Phil, they only need $454 million. No, no. That's all they need.
If I, we talked last week about the insurrection. By the time Trump gets through with the Meal Team 6 guys, they won't have money for any ammo.
Hey, but
he was hawking guns right now to pay his legal fees.
Oh my God,
Phil! I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know. You heard about people drinking the orange or whatever the purple Kool-Aid? I think people are drinking the purple Kool-Aid over here with this guy.
Okay. So I live around. I live around them. I work with them. I mean, these diehard dudes. It's a cult. It literally, they're a death cult. They will die for him. It's plain and simple. I call him the scumbag whisperer. I mean, he brought the worst out in people that I thought were, halfway decent. They weren't great dudes that I was working with, but I mean, it's like he flipped the switch. He just gave a green light for everybody to be the biggest sociopath they want to be, man. It's amazing. It's astonishing.
I think it was Melania had the Be Best campaign, and really it should just be called Be Cruel. Because, like, that's, if you look at all of their policies, it's like there's the, it's like, what's the cruelest way to address a problem? That's their policy. And that's what people want to do.
I couldn't agree more. It's cruelty and owning the libs, too. Anything, no matter how absurd they make themselves look, if they feel like they are trolling the liberals, they get their sound bites on Fox News and AON and all those other networks.
You know what's amazing is that when you say something that they've done and you put it into their face, they basically go with the attitude, well, I know you are, but what am I? And they just turn it right around.
But what about this other thing?
Pee-wee Herman defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Pee-wee Herman defense.
But that's, I mean, that's like self-fortifying, because you really don't have to think about stuff if you never actually.
Well, here's the thing,
the opposing argument,
Phil. I call it the mushroom defense. If you get what I mean, with reference to Mr. Trump.
Yeah, okay. I worked with a guy who was a diehard Trump supporter, lived in Indiana, drove to Chicago to work because, of course, there's nothing going on in Indiana. You ain't going to get paid union wages very many places out there.
Uh-huh.
So anyways, he said to me he loved Trump because this guy's a 37-year-old man. He loved Trump because Trump brought it back. He could act like a 14 or 15-year-old kid again. He could be as immature as he wanted to be. And he said this in full seriousness. And he also said, I said, well, what if, you know, I started again with evidence and pointing out, well, what about Trump doing this? You know that's wrong. And he says, he looks at me really stoically, like he's in deep thought. He says, man, bro.
Sounds good. Phil, hey,
anymore.
Do you want to get a free ticket to this, the production of Bronzeville, the musical at the Studebaker Theater? Are you interested in going out and seeing a wonderful thing going in Chicago?
Ah, sure. I guess so.
Guess so? I don't want you selling that on the black market, my friend.
I don't go out too often. Now, maybe not then. Give it to someone who will appreciate it.
Okay.
I'm not a big... I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a punk rock, old punk rock dude. I'm not big on theater. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
I listen to all music now, have to admit, as I've gotten older. But I was an old punker in the 80s. So,
okay. Well, Phil, thank you so much for calling in. And do stay tuned and keep in touch with us. Folks, the number to call in is 773-763-9278. You are tuned into The Lightning Strike, Sunday mornings on WCPT, Chicago's progressive talk radio station. You can learn more by going to our website, tlschicago.com. Follow us over there. Follow us also on our YouTube channel. And we also have a podcast called The Turning Point Podcast. So we're trying to get in touch with you as many times as possible through as much media as possible.
The Turning Point Podcast is T-H-E Turning Point Podcast. You have to type the whole thing in because there are other turning points that are definitely not us.
Yeah, you don't want to be going down those turning points. Those are like turnpikes, not turning points. Okay. Again, the number to call in, 773-763-9278. And thank you so much for listening, folks. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys on Sunday mornings in Chicago. And if you'd like to support the show also, we like to keep it listener-supported as much as possible. So you can go to patreon.com/TLS Chicago and supporters. You can also go to the website. There is a donate link over there that you can make a small donation to keep the show going. And we want to keep the facts in front of you. And the fact of the matter is that we need to get more people to come out and vote, guys. You know, the primary is just finished.
Incredibly
the voter
low
turnout was so incredibly low. We are letting the tail wag the dog in our country. And then we complain that, oh, things are not happening the way that we want to. Yeah, we got the Democratic Party convention coming to Chicago shortly.
Yeah.
And the Democratic Party, and especially President Biden, got an earful from the voters recently. Michigan, there were a lot of votes. The abandoned Biden campaign in Michigan. It was like hundreds and thousands of people decided to stay away from voting for Biden in the primaries to send him a message.
And the number of nonpartisan ballots, because we don't have open primaries here, but the number of nonpartisan ballots have gone up substantially
in
this last election.
In the Chicagoland area and in Illinois, it was 140,000 ballots that came in with no presidential vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is substantial, sending a message to the Democratic Party. Get your act together, guys.
Hey, but there is good news.
Yeah.
Now, I'm put out a challenge to everybody. Find one Republican House member that has just had enough and wants to flip. Because we just found out that Mike Gallagher, he's a Republican in Wisconsin, mm-hmm. he is going to, and he timed this perfectly, because if he would have timed it earlier, they could have replaced him with another Republican, but he timed it, so he's leaving Congress at, what is that, on the 11th, I believe?
17th.
The 17th, okay. Which means we are just one vote away from taking over the speakership again.
And now they passed a spending bill, so... $1.2 trillion.
I mean, can you even imagine those numbers?
That's more money than I make in a week.
just a couple decimal points.
Can you imagine Trump just elevating over there?
It is a pretty big country, guys, right? I mean, so these numbers, yes, they're big numbers, but this is just the irony and the kind of the madness around this is like they want to solve all these problems in just a spending bill. It's not a budget. So it's spending on what was already passed in a budget.
Yep.
So it's not like they want to keep reinventing the budget every time they pass anything. And for a Congress that's only passed about 150 pieces of legislation, compared to the previous Congress, which has passed over 1,200.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking at the Facebook feed, and look at that. Ken is all front and center on the Facebook.
It's all about Ken.
It's all about Ken. So, hey, adjust the cameras, Henry. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. Somebody get the star of the show on this.
No, that's fine.
But,
okay.
But I think they passed this thing and they barely got it through. Marjorie Taylor Greene has already called for Mike Johnson's head because we don't know why. But
which head?
I'm not going to comment on that, but neither one of them is worth anything. It sounds like the Republican control of Congress is literally like
hanging by a thread.
There's a non-zero number. Percentage that Hakeem Jeffries actually gets elected as the Speaker of the House if they call this vote. It's like that's how like bad they are at doing their jobs. And they talk about the deep state and they talk about like they want to upend everything. Literally, when they say that, what they want to do is stop government from working because that's what's undermining a lot of people's confidence in what government is doing for them. Because if you show people incompetence and if you show people inaction where they can't do any of the things they even they themselves say they're there to do, which is, you know, supposedly fix the border and do this authoritarian crap, the thing they want to do is just show that government can't work. And in that regard, they're succeeding.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly.
Okay, and I think we got Dave from Hoffman Estates calling in. Dave, good morning. You are on the lightning strike. Thank you so much for calling in. What's up in your neck of the woods, my friend?
Not a whole lot, but good morning, Mohammed.
Good morning.
I was just kidding. Last week I was listening. You were talking about the mayor.
Oh, my favorite mayor Keith Pikal.
Okay, I can't get him.
Nope.
It hasn't taken you up on your offer, huh?
No, it's still not coming up to play. But I don't know why. I mean, he pitched the first ball, and now we want to invite him to the, you know, to the playground. He's not taking it up. I don't know. Here's the thing again, Dave.
I tell you what, you guys, with your show, you ought to consider yourself in a good matching because. I've been around since Dick K show started. And back when Rahm Emanuel was running for mayor, he came on one time. I guess he was still cleaning the boxes out of the attic or whatever. he told Dick that time, and they probably got a tape of it somewhere, said, I'll be back.
Okay.
He came back.
Dave, here's the problem with these guys, okay? We keep getting these guys, getting them elected and reelected. Like I said, the voter turnout was less than 20% in almost every county for the primary, my friend. I mean, this is crazy, okay? I don't want to use the four-letter word, but, you know what is the what follows the crazy part, right? We need to step up. As a country, we need to step up because it's our money. It's our country. And by the way, Dave, do you have $464 million that you can lend to my friend Donald Trump? I mean, he can put up his collateral, the Trump Tower in Chicago.
Times are tough for billionaires right now. They need a little bit of our help.
Maybe if I get that Mega Millions Tuesday or something.
Yeah, he should be buying lottery tickets, man.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, $1.1 billion.
Yeah, instead of all the other thing that Donald Trump is into, why don't he start investing in buying lotto tickets? Yeah.
And then if he doesn't win, he could say it was rigged.
Oh, yeah.
Now, speaking of that, okay, he has this radio or this podcast, the social media platform that he has,
Truth,
right?
Truth Social,
yes, right. Yes. And they're valuing this at $5 billion, and he owns 60%, so theoretically he has $3 billion. But if he actually tries to sell it, which he can't for 30 days anyways, the price is going to tank. That valuation is going to go in the toilet. So where people think he may have an out here, he does not have an out here.
Hey, Dave, I got a better plan for you, man. If you win the lotto, why don't you just go ahead and buy my Lardo.
Okay. Well, you know, he's in a good state, though, for the Mega Millions and that, because if you look, if he'd have been Florida, the East Coast, or over on the West Coast, he usually wins.
Dave, thank you so much for calling in. Folks, the number to call in, 773-763-9278. You are tuned in to The Lightning Strike, Sunday mornings on WCPD, Chicago's progressive talk radio station, with your host, Mohammed Fahim, and with Ken DeLuke and John Arena in our studios with us. And we always try to have fun on Sunday mornings, okay? So if you want to join the fun, feel free to call in. Or if you want to be a guest on the show, go to our website, tlschicago.com. Send in a request. And please do not send in any kind of funky request. I had a couple of
keep
things.
Keep it clean, folks.
Yeah, I had a couple of things coming in wanting to meet me for coffee. No, thank you. I don't meet people for coffee, especially now. It's Ramadan, man. I'm fasting, so I can't even meet anybody for coffee or anything, right? So keep it legit, okay, when you go to the website. We also have another caller calling in. I don't know what the name on that is, Henry. It doesn't show up. But, yeah, Henry says, one sec, we're trying to get the name. Okay.
So hey, while we're waiting for that, just a minor point on the folks that are looking to invest in Truth Social. It's reported that the biggest owner of the company that's going to, that wants to buy is actually a Chinese businessman who Trump has derided in the past. But as soon as the guy made a large contribution to his campaign, he was his company and him were contributing to Trump's opponents. And then once everybody else dropped out, now he's made a contribution to Trump's campaign, and Trump is now happy to accept his money. So
does he have money in TikTok?
What's wrong with that? Okay, coming back to our non-functional government again, how many bills did our Congress pass this time, the 118th Congress?
So this morning on CNN, I had originally heard 27, then this morning on CNN they said 153, compared to the previous Congress, where Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker of the House, they had passed 1,235.
So bills or resolutions?
No, these are, I mean, bills. So this is actually getting passed and signed by the president.
Okay. Well, you know, the problem is they're running out of post offices.
Is that it? Those were, they passed three bills and the rest were post office renaming?
Yeah, they love to rename post offices. So if you got a post office that you want renamed, and just let us know, and we'll pass
those,
it
on. They can get those numbers out.
We'll pass it on to our folks, our friendly Congress people out there, and they can rename your local post office for you.
If you can't even rename a post office, you know, come on. What can you get done in this Congress?
Okay, so here's the thing again, folks. It is up to us to kick these bumps out, okay? We keep on reelecting them.
Or not put them in the first place.
Well, that's okay. Well, we had one big upset in the 31st district. If you if you're following it, I think what was the lady's name? Mary Flowers. She was for like 39 years. Mm-hmm. So she got defeated by a newbie. Yeah. Okay,
but that was the speaker,
correct?
Emanuel's handpicked candidate. So I'm not sure what broke down there.
Yeah, and they spent like about $1.5 million on that race. Okay, which is crazy. Just imagine if that kind of money had been put into that district for development, what could we have achieved?
What could we have done? So there are some folks that did lose, looking at Cook County real quick. So Iris Martinez, who's a former state senator and has been in politics most of her life. So she lost. She had run for clerk last time against with the party's endorsement, but has since kind of gone full kind of MAGA and kind of around here. Yep. We don't call it MAGA. They call it Law and Order. So that kind of fills that gap. Yeah. So she lost the clerk seat to Mariana Spiropoulos. And she also lost her 33rd ward committee person seat, which is the, you know, Democratic committee person. Uh-huh. And Natalie Toro, her appointed niece to the 20th district seat, which she formerly held, she lost her seat to Guzman. So she had a trifecta of like getting walloped.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I voted for Mariana just simply because I was pissed off with the negative advertising that I was doing. Mm-hmm. I hate negative advertising, folks. If you don't have something good to say about yourself and who you are and what you have done, don't go digging into anyone's past. I don't know who came up with this strategy of negative advertising. Oh, the opponent did this, the opponent did this. Yeah, what have you done? Focus on that. If you want my vote, I don't care what the opponent did. What have you done? And next time, remember in November, folks, when you're running for office, negative advertising will only get you so far. People have become too smart now with social media. If you run a negative ad about me, I can go and find out 20 negative things about you.
Yeah.
So it's not so much about all those flyers coming in the mail. And by the way, folks, if you are at all concerned about the environment, please take it that you don't want to have all these yard signs all over town, man.
Yeah, they're non-recyclable.
They're non-recyclable, okay? And they come up like, you know, fleas on a dog and then whenever an election comes up. Yeah. And then nobody bothers to take them away also. So what happens? The local municipalities go pick them up and they put them in the trash. So if you are really environmentally conscious, please use a recyclable yard signs if you want to.
Wait a minute, guys. I know when I go to vote, I think, and as I'm looking at the ballot, who had the most yard signs, and that's what I do.
Okay.
Sometimes, unfortunately, you know, I ran in 2010, 2011, and I had one woman knocking on doors say to me, you know, the whole block is covered in my opposition signs. And she's like, how do you work against that? And I was like, well, you talk to people. You talk about, as you're saying, talk about what you want to do, and signs don't vote. That's really what, you know, what it comes down to. There's a couple other quick updates. The Harris versus Burke for state's attorney is still too close to call. There was the last update had Burke up by about 5,000 votes, but they're counting votes through the 2nd of April. So we'll keep an eye on that. The Bring Chicago Home referendum has failed, and
yep.
Mayor Johnson has vowed to fight on to try to get that. That was an incredibly, you know, negative campaign by the real estate lobby that said it was going to raise rents on a one-time transaction fee on multi-million dollar properties. A big win for progressives, though, in the 45th Ward, a seat I formerly held as a committee person, Michael Rabbit upset Joe Cook. Joe Cook was the kind of establishment guy and comes out of a long his wife is actually a judge now. He got her appointed as a judge. But Michael Rabbit's a progressive and was widely seen as kind of tough for him to get this seat since the 45th Ward got redrawn. But he ran a great campaign, knocked on over 10,000 doors as a campaign. I think the campaign knocked on more than 20,000, but he knocked on almost 10,000 himself.
Wow.
So he was out there fighting the good fight. So that gives us a little bit of representation in the Democratic Party. And why these committeeman seats are important is because these are the folks that decide who gets appointed when a seat is vacated. Mm-hmm. They decide who gets endorsed in their ward. So they hold if you're doing the job right, you're holding interviews and letting people meet some of these judicial candidates, which can make a lot of decisions that affect us.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we had a number of judicial candidates on our show for the primaries. Exactly. And most of them, won. So it's good to see John Anderson for one big, okay, for the appellate court. And it was good, and he was texting me the day of the election. He's like, thank you, brother. I said, hey, John, you got 6 votes from our family. And he goes, thank you, brother. And there's a heart emoji in that. So some of them are really trying to get in touch and be in touch with the voters. And John has been one of the better examples. Colette Safford, who was here with us mm-hmm. in the studios, Colette won her race.
Good.
Okay. Who was the other one that we had? We had like about 6 judicial candidates, and all of them, by the way, won their seats.
We're influencers now, guys.
Won their primaries, which was good. So if you can please give us a big hand somewhere in there, Henry, I know that you got those things lined up, right? Can we get a big hand on this that we had 6 of our judicial candidates who came on who got through the primaries?
Yay.
Okay. See the magic of radio, folks. We can have an audience in the studio. And it's just a finger snap. We got an audience in here. Okay, the number to call in, 773-763-9278. Again, Sunday mornings at WCPT, 8:20 a.m. You can also watch us live on Facebook at facebook.com/WCPT820 or facebook.com/TLS Chicago. And of course, you can listen to us on the heartlandsignal.com every Sunday morning. And once the show is over, we try to put the audio and the video back on our website. So you can go to tlschicago.com by tomorrow, and you'll see the entire show in there that you can catch up. And, hey, distribute it, share it with your friends, let people know that there's this great show on Sunday mornings on WCPD, which is no holds barred, and we go after everybody. Okay, it's a free-for-all. So if you're a Democrat, please don't feel that, oh, you know, these guys are going to be supporting us. No, if you screw up, we're going to hold you accountable. That's part of the deal over here. When you get elected, you're accountable to the people who elect you. And a person individually may not be able to hold you accountable, but that's where the media comes in. And definitely we are going to hold you accountable. So please count on that. But if you want to share something good that you have done, feel free again, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to take you on. And Phil keeps on calling in. Phil, what's up with you, man? You're spending Sunday mornings with us. You know, people might start talking about us, that we have got a relationship going over here.
One second, he's still on the line with
that. Okay, so we'll get you on in just a second, Phil. But, you know, you need to have some other friends also, man. I would love to sit down with you, like I said, after Ramadan and have a cup of coffee with you. But let's see if we can get Phil to join us. Phil, good morning. You're back again.
Hey, you know, I wanted to say, I tried to get through on your email. Let me turn the radio down here. You guys should have me on as a guest, man. I'm a self-educated blue-collar philosopher.
Okay. So go to tlschicago.com. There's the website.
I did.
And there is there's a link there.
Email.
Yeah, there's a link there for guest. So you have to fill up a little form.
The email link isn't working. It comes up oops.
No. If you go to the guest tab, you will see that there's a link. You click on the guest tab.
All right.
Okay.
No, I didn't. All that came up was the names of the producers and various.
Don't go that part. If you look up there, you'll see a link called guest.
Okay.
Okay. So you click on the guest link.
You can hire me.
Okay.
You can hire me to ambush interview the dude from Orland Park, the mayor, if you want. I would be happy to do that. I'm really good with that. I can dress up in camouflage. You won't even know I'm there, man. And I'm hard, too, buddy.
Sounds good, Phil. So, yeah.
They call me the pit bull. That's all.
Nice. Okay, so if you click on the guest link, I'm looking at it right now. You can see that if you'd like to join us as a guest on the show, click here. Also, Judge Jennifer Barron, who was talking about, she got in the primary, she got elected.
Oh, yeah.
So every single judge that we have had, except for Sadia Covert, they all got through on the primaries. So thank you so much for calling in, Phil, and we'd love to bring you in as part of the team if you want to. Just get in touch with us, and like I said, it's a fun thing, but we want to hold people accountable. Okay, that's what it is. Thank you so much, Phil. Be in touch, folks. If you want to join the conversation again, the number to call in 773-763-9278. Henry is shaking his head. We have had a few people call in, and the call keeps dropping, Henry. I don't know what's happening with us, man. Maybe the Republicans have taken over the station, or it seems like that, right, John?
That would be bad.
Donald Trump, with all the money that he has, I think he's buying us out, folks.
I don't think he has any money. I think he says he had money. Now all of a sudden he doesn't have money. I think it's kind of like a weather vane. Like, it depends on what's going on. He's either a billionaire and doesn't need any money for a campaign, or he's asking you for $25. Or more lately, if you watch any YouTube videos, his son has been on hawking, just send me $5. My dad. I'm sorry. When I refer to my father, daddy is not how I refer to him.
His lawyers must be going nuts right now, because on one hand, he's saying to the appeals court that, hey, I can't afford to, pay this $454 million. And then he's turning right around and saying, oh, yeah, I got $500 million in cash available. Which is it, Donnie?
Well, if his lawyers think they're getting paid, they should look at some previous news reports about whether his lawyers ever get paid. I think the number I heard was about $50 million his campaign spent in 1 month on legal fees. And he's asking for money every time he turns around, you know, give me another few dollars. The RNC is now prioritized with his daughter-in-law running the RNC, nepotism, anybody, has now promised that the priority for donations to the RNC will be Donald Trump's legal fees. And then that other stuff the RNC does.
This is just playing into their progressive agenda, because the more money they can funnel into legal fees, the less money they can use for down ticket elections. So it's just going to help us get to where we want to be.
Yeah. I mean, keep doing keep donating.
Just don't let them know that, okay? So it's almost time for our Person of the Week, folks. And our Person of the Week today is going to be Margaret Mahdi. She'll be joining us shortly. And Sheila White is our segment producer for our Person of the Week. If you would like to be featured as a Person of the Week on the show, again, let us know. Just go to our website. Send us a quick message through the guest link. And we will have Sheila contact you, get some information, and feature you as our guest, as our Person of the Week on the show. This is your show. Please remember this. This is of the people, by the people, for the people. And having said that, the people need to support this also. Okay. We'd love to get your support. If you can go to our website, tlschicago.com. There's a donate button, and you can definitely join us help support the show also. So, good morning. We got Sheila on the line, and I think we got Margaret also calling in. We've got both of our people calling in, and let's get the show going. We've got 9:45. We'll take a quick break and come back with Sheila White and Margaret Mahdi on the Lightning Strike.
Hey folks, did you know there's a program in Illinois that if you qualify for it, would allow you to get solar installed on your home at no out-of-pocket cost? The benefit to you would be a reduction of your electric bill, possibly as high as 30 to 50%, and more importantly, you would take out the uncertainty of almost guaranteed future price increases imposed from your electric company. If you'd like to see if you can qualify for this program, call Ken DeLuke at 312-617-8979. That's 312-617-8979. Help us save the environment and change that electric bill burden.
Welcome back to the Lightning Strike with Muhammad Fahim.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Lightning Strike. And we got Sheila White. Sheila, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be with you all of this morning. We have an awesome, awesome person of the week today. Her name is Margaret Mahdi, and she is the executive founder of the beautiful musical Bronzeville, the musical that will be held in Chicago. And they are like people jamming the line, Muhammad. You made that announcement, and Dylan said there's like 10 people or so. I want tickets. But I would like to introduce Margaret. Margaret, tell us a little bit about this awesome musical that's going to be taking place in Chicago.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Ms. Sheila, and, of course, Muhammad, for having us this morning.
Good morning.
Bronzeville, the musical, is an original musical about our history, the history of a people who migrated from the South and journeyed to the North, a history of Southerners, Blacks, and their foundation in Bronzeville and how they built and developed a secular community. And there's also a hip-hop twist to it. The story is engaging the young people. So a lot of the young people today do not know about the migration. They do not know how Bronzeville, the South Side of community, was built. So this is an intriguing, thought-provoking, and highly engaging musical. And our goal is to do Broadway. We have new talent. They're spirited. They're young. And they are making noise in Chicago. And we are excited about this feature.
Wonderful.
Margaret, are the songs in your play, are they all from one person, or is it a collaboration?
Yeah, it has been a beautiful collaboration amongst three songwriters, and I am one of the songwriters. We have the illustrious musical director, Timothy Walker, as well as another young man by the name of Arthur Muhammad. And we went to workshop. We went into the studio months before this show even became developed, writing and creating. And we learned from the Broadway Collective. We took some classes. We learned from other musical directors on how this thing works. So now we really feel that this is the pitch show for New York.
And Martha, tell us a little bit about the talent, because you're using a lot of young people, performing arts students and individuals. So tell us about how you went about the selection of getting the talent for the musical.
Certainly. We went on their most popular digital world, Instagram. I am not, you know, I'm learning the whole digital world, and many of them are on. That's their form of communication and their way of network. So we posted a lot of the audition flyers on Instagram and to a lot of different creative pages, theater pages, looking for up and coming. And they came in droves. Many of these young people are from musical theater backgrounds from college. And some of them just have raw talent looking for a platform to execute their gifts. So we have been very blessed to marry them in this project. They're sincere, they're hungry, they're passionate, and they're willing to do what it takes. I mean, we started rehearsal January 4th, and by March 4th, the entire scenes from Act 1 and Act 2 was completed. And that is like, that sometimes that's unheard of because there's so many other nuances. But because of their willingness and their passion for the art, it made our job so much easy. So we are very, very grateful, and we are so encouraged by what the Chicago and public will see in this show.
Margaret,
Tell us a little bit about your theater company and what you're trying to do with Mahdi Theater, because I know you have a whole direction of what you're trying to do with this theater company in general.
Certainly. Mahdi Theater Company, we're committed in serving our public with our gifts and talents and to foster excellence through artistic programming, thought-provoking and inspiring productions for all to enjoy. We feel that it is our duty to offer the public and community wholesome productions where you can sit in the theater and enjoy and you can learn and you can just have that wholesome experience. And we also are a training ground. We teach actors. We teach community how to perform, how to conduct yourself in the theater setting, theater etiquette, theater protocol, because a lot of people just don't know, especially if you don't have the luxury of attending a theater college. So that we are also a training ground, and we have been very fortunate where many of our artists have gone off to Hollywood. They've gone to a couple of young people are now touring with Joe Hall, and there's another company in New York, but they came from us. So to look at where they are, I mean, one of our choreographers were invited to go to Paris from the same young man who worked on our show 7 years ago. And it's just so admired and amazing to see how talent just catapults. And our goal is also to catapult as a theater company to show the world who we are and our mission.
Okay, Margaret, thank you so much for joining us, folks. Again, it's going to be at, April 5th, right?
That is right, April 5th through the 14th at the Studebaker Theater, 410 South Michigan.
And this is the Bronzeville that Margaret Theater Company is putting up, folks. And stay tuned. I think next week we'll see if we can give out some give away some tickets, if you would be so kind enough to donate some tickets for our listeners, Margaret. Do you want to do that, or am I putting you on the spot?
Nope, we would love to do it. Our goal is to have as many people come and join this show and to experience this history. It would be our honor, and thank you for having us on the show.
Thank you so much for joining us. And folks, again, this is the Lightning Strike. We come every Sunday morning, and thank you for Margaret and Sheila for joining us this morning. And if you would like to be a guest on the show or a featured person of the week, please go to tlschicago.com and send us a request through the guest link, and we'll love to feature you on any given Sunday mornings. Okay, having said that, the number to call in, we can still take a couple of more phone calls. 773-763-9278. And, John, the rats are abandoning the ship now.
Oh, really?
I just saw this news item that Lisa Murkowski is done with Donald Trump, and she won't rule out leaving the GOP.
Oh, that's the senator from Alaska, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow,
that's a big move.
The veteran.
Although
she's been
kind of a moderate Republican most of her time.
Yep. No, she was one of the seven Republicans who wanted to convict Trump also.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm done with this, orange clown. And also our friend George Santos wants to run as a as an independent now.
Yeah. So if you get to the point where even the current Republican Party won't have you, I mean... Maybe you should think of a different career and sashay away from politics.
Trump is already lining up his next career. What is that online university you're talking about again, Ken?
He'll be the one and only professor teaching everything, because he knows everything with his bigger brain.
Yeah.
Well, Agenda 47, the Republicans finally have a platform they can run on.
Yeah, that, or we can run away from, because it is petrifying. It is constantly amazing to me that they say the quiet part out loud. They literally declare authoritarianism as the solution to all problems. He had Viktor Orban at Mar-a-Lago. He celebrated him. This is a guy who has taken over the media, created a Christian nationalist, government, is imprisoning people en masse. I mean, Putin kills his political rivals. Trump has made a case to the Supreme Court that would be okay for him to order military special ops to kill his political rivals. And here we go. We have Agenda 47, which basically is how this gets done in America.
Yep.
Mass deportations that will be decided by, I guess, the guys who got arrested and are currently imprisoned for the insurrection on January 6th. I think our listeners are probably pretty well engaged, but you got to keep talking to people. You got to talk to people about what's real.
Absolutely.
And as much, petition your government and petition your representatives to do what you want them to do on a whole host of things, whether it's Gaza or fixing the streets. But be aware of, what the opposition looks like, what the alternative looks like.
Yep,
and you have to separate the emotions, the feelings. People like that part of the political spectrum because of the way it makes them feel. We have to look at it in logic and like what is good for the country, okay?
Yep.
There are no simple. I think the key is like they want to offer simple answers, right? Like to say these complex problems of, an economy as large as ours, the global, situations that we are in. And they say, well, we'll just do this thing. Like they don't give you a lot of detail. If that's what they're offering, you're probably getting conned.
Absolutely.
If they're not giving you the details of how it's going to be done and how, I constantly hear the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world say the American people. But when they say it, they're talking about a very, a 20% kind of American people. The rest of us are the collateral damage.
Yeah, the ones who put them in office. And speaking of that, folks, we are almost running out of time today, but I do want to end the show on the note that we have to keep on pushing for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza. Okay, the United States finally put up a resolution which kind of was one-sided, to say the least, and it was shot down by both Russia and China, and the United States is now redoing that resolution. A lot of the local towns and cities over here, we are approaching them to put a resolution on their books just to send a message out to our federal government that the people, that 80% that you're talking about, John, is not in support of the current policies of the government. So if you would like to take a stand for humanity, please approach your local village board and city councils, ask them to put a resolution on the books and approve it. Chicago already approved a resolution. Bolingbrook did. Villa Park recently did. The village of Plainfield, the mayor actually put out a proclamation asking for a complete and immediate ceasefire. Thousands of people are getting killed. And this Yahoo out there is insisting on going back into Rafah now. There's 1.5 million people who don't have anywhere else to go, and this idiot over there is twisting our tail over here in America, and we don't have to take it, folks. All that the president has to do is to say we're going to put an end to the arms sales to Israel. So once you cut the supply of these horrendous bombs and all the arms and ammunition going in there, the war is going to end. I can tell you that. And I keep on saying this, John, before we end, folks, let us assume, Hamas is bad, okay, every time, Hamas is bad, okay. Yeah, Hamas is the worst. But let's assume that the Hamas terrorists had gone and hidden in Israel, in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, in one of those cities in there. Do you think the IDF would have gone and bombed the entire cities to get a few of the Hamas operatives?
Yeah, no. I mean, this is an agenda. And we see with Jared Kushner trying to sell beachfront property, the agenda is to clear the area, push people out, disperse them, and then make money on the sand, the sale of land.
It's a land grab that's going on there, and we should not be an accessory to this. On that note, thank you so much for joining us. Do join us next Sunday, 9 to 10, again in the morning. We'll try to see if we can get Dr. Anjana Chatterjee to join us. She was having some phone issues calling in from California. Thank you, folks. Have a nice week. And